afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone for joining us this fine windy day.
Yet another.
Okay, we'd like to call to order the Laughlin Town Advisory Meeting. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to any item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed or posted on the agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, the BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530. TDD at 702-385-7486 or Relay Nevada toll free 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may also be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will also be available at Clark County Department Administrative Services, or you can get them at clarkcountynv.gov/LaughlinTAB. We will go ahead and proceed with roll call. Pamela Walker, she is absent today. Fred Doughton.
Here.
Kathy Oates.
Present.
Herm Walker. He was also not with us today. Our secretary today is Tammy Harris. You can reach her at 702-298-0828 or tammy.harris@clarkcountynv.gov. Our county liaison is Mark Moskowitz, number 702-298-0828 or 702-455-6173. You can also email him at mark.moskowitz, that's M-O-S-K-O-W-I-T-Z, at clarkcountynv.gov. If I could ask everyone to please stand and we will have the invocation from Father Charlie.
Because it's December and Christmas is coming, just a few words about lights. The lights of Christmas, the lights of December, come in a variety of shapes and sizes. They come in many colors. Some are very, very bright. Some are very, very subtle. May the lights of Christmas and the lights of December always remind us to look up with hope and expectation to our God and always enlighten us to see the needs of our neighbors across the new year. Amen.
I now present the flag of our country. Please salute our flag and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The eagle's backwards. Okay, number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about any items within this jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of your presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or a majority vote of the council. I would like to combine three and four with the approval of the minutes of November 12th and the agenda for today, December 10th.
I move we accept both.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Item pass. Okay, informational items. Here we go. Receive a report and update from our South County liaison, Mark Moskowitz, on the Coffee with a Cup, update on the Community Development Advisory Committee, enhanced community engagement process, Board of County Commissioner approval of the Clark County Regional Flood Control District Master Plan update on November 20th, and any other updates he can bring to us.
Thank you so much. We can bring up my presentation. I just, as always, want to thank Lieutenant Rogers and his team and Renee for setting up such a great community event, the Coffee with the Cop, every month. This was at Farmers Insurance, and they usually have a really good program after it that has anything from identity theft or just how to be safe during the holidays. So I really appreciate Metro for providing that. So we can take down that presentation. The next update I want to give is regarding CDAC, which is the Community Development Advisory Committee. Commissioner Knapp would like to share some positive news that our community engagement process, that he has reaffirmed the value and dedication of the service and expertise of our CDAC group. I know there was discussion that it might have been removed or they were going to disband it. Commissioner Knapp really was an advocate to show how important that is for outlying areas and our community. So I just want to let everyone know that the existing CDAC process will remain unchanged. So it's still going to be there. It won't be removed. And the CDAC team that kind of reaches out to the community, they're really going to enhance their way to interact with the community. So they're going to look at social media, a way to really get more of the community involved, because all the commissioners and Commissioner Naft really kind of spearheaded that. It is important for the community to have this and to be a part of it. So I just want to let everyone know that it's not going to change. It's still going to be there. And if you have any other questions or want more information, just contact our office and we can get it to you. But everything's going to stay exactly the same, more or less. They're just going to start to enhance it more for more community engagement. So, and then if we want to bring up my presentation. So the Regional Flood Control District did their outline master plan update at the November 20th BCC. And it was adopted. Commissioner Naft adopted it and also commented of how great it is that we're bringing more projects to Laughlin and really utilizing funds in Laughlin. And I wanted to give you an update. So on the screen right there, we have the SR-163 Phase 2 Sediment Basin Project. This was advertised on November 18th. There was a pre-bid meeting on December 2nd. And the bid opening is scheduled for December 16th. So that project is moving forward. That'll be very beneficial. I want to jump back and just let everyone know, this is all related to when Steve Parrish came July 9th of this year and gave the whole town board an update and all that. So these are just some new updates on that project, but that whole master plan has been approved at the November BCC meeting. And this is one of the projects. The second project is the design of the Thomas Edison project has started. Staff, consultant engineer, and public works visited the site December 4th to kind of get an idea of what's going on, to start the plans and all that for the project. So I don't have too much more on that information. That project will help with, I know we had a major flood event about two seasons ago. 23. Yeah, and this is very uncommon for us to move projects ahead of ones that are downhill, but RFCD and Steve Parrish and Commissioner Naft, everyone realized that this is important to do. So we're working towards that. I don't have much more updates than it's just started kind of the design phase because it was approved in the plan. RFCD will continue to give me updates and I'll bring them to the community and the board once I have more of those. So, yeah. And then with that, you can end that presentation. And then I wanted to just let everyone know we have newsletters in the back. It always has really good information about what's going on in District A in Clark County. So if you'd like one that's electronic copy, just let us know. We can get that for you as well. I wanted to thank Herm Walker for his service on the town board. I know he's not here today, but I want to thank him for all his years of service. And then I also want to congratulate Kathleen, Fred, Kathy, and Pam for being reelected, and also Brad Beck for he'll be on the board next year. So congratulations to the three that are here today, and I always appreciate everything you do for the community. And with that, happy holidays and happy new year. So those are all my updates.
Madam Chair, I had a question of Mark, if that's okay. Just because, so I've done CDAC for a number of years. This year was supposed to, and everything was kind of up in the air, but I'm questioning, this was the year for CDBG, for Community Development Block Grants. Can you advise, because there were some individuals in the community that have vast experience in those type of grants, which I do not. Mm-hmm. And so when you ask, the normal process is that you have a nominee and an alternate. And so I was just asking, is the CDBG portion to go forward as well this year? Because I didn't see that in the memorandum that you had sent. That was going to be part of it as well. So maybe that went away, or maybe that's still here.
Let me double check with them. I'll talk with Dagny Stapleton, who covers that whole section.
Yeah, because if so, then the alternate, I'd like to bring in someone that has, or nominate that has CDBG experience.
Okay.
You know,
wonderful.
In different states, but still.
Yeah, I don't have the answer right now, but let me look into it, and I'll definitely get back to you, and we can coordinate. So
please.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to number two. Receive a report from Lieutenant Rogers, Metro.
All right, good afternoon, board. Thanks for having me here. Lieutenant Rogers from the Laughlin Station. I'll just go over the stats here really quick. For the month of November, we responded to 220 calls for service, which is a 15% down. Decrease from last year for the same month, and a decrease also from October. So we had a nice quiet November, knock on wood. We wrote for the Laughlin Command, wrote 77 tickets. We had one arrest for battery domestic violence, a total of 14 bookings here at our Tucker holding facility, and we responded to two calls at the Laughlin High School elementary school campus. So we're still tracking those. So that's it for calls for service. Any questions on the stats at all? Pretty simple. Cool. Tomorrow is our big assembly at the elementary school. We do a yearly assembly with Bob and Sandy Ellis. They donate socks and shoes and toys, one toy for each kid that attends the school. And then the school does a nice little presentation. Kind of Christmas assembly. I'll give a little speech on some anti-bullying things that we like to touch on, talking to the kids about. And it's just kind of a good time for all the kids. It's not open to the public, but if anyone from the board wants to attend, we'll be there tomorrow at 1:30 is when it starts. And then we have our Shop with a Cop coming up on Saturday. And then the following Saturday is another Christmas event with Silver Riders. So we have a lot of Christmas events here that we're either hosting or that we're graciously being involved with the community. So it's so far a good December for us. Any questions?
Any questions?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
We will see you on Saturday.
Yes, looking forward to it. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll receive a report from the fire department regarding calls and services.
Hello, board. Mike Hutch with the Clark County Fire Department. I have November's numbers. We ran 141 calls. Of those, 15 were fires. There were two cardiac arrests, which we had one save on that. We had three overdose, all saves. We had one technical rescue call up at Christmas Tree Pass. Hiked in 2 miles, brought out a person with a lower leg injury, hiked him back, carried him out, and got him a care. And we also had a trauma call off of 163 four-wheeler. A young lady had an injury, and we had a flyer out to UMC in town. So that's our calls ran for the month. Any questions for me in regard to any of that?
Just you had mentioned there were two overdoses. What were those of? Fentanyl, methamphetamine, what?
Can't get into a lot of detail, but it's just one was a prescription overdose, an older person, and the other one we suspect was fentanyl or something like
fentanyl.
That.
Fentanyl, okay. Yeah. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was the same question I was going to ask. Okay. Receive a report from Jason Bailey, Big Bend. Big Bend Water District.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the board. Jason Bailey with the Big Bend Water District. With our report for the month of November, total water use for the month was 227 acre feet. That puts our year-to-date diversions at 2,853, just slightly up from the same time last year. So it's likely that we'll end the calendar year pretty close to where we were last year with water use. As far as a water system update, staff has upgraded and expanded the Finnish Water PLC, which is the control center that helps control automation, which will enhance chlorine backwash and the Finnish water supplies. As far as development inquiries, no new development inquiries since last meeting. And then as far as the financial update, fiscal year to date through October 31st, the Big Bend Water District had an operating surplus of $523,000. So after including capital expenditures and debt service payments, the resulting accumulated debt balance has decreased a little over $1.2 million. We've seen this the past couple months. A lot of this was because of some grant receipts that we received from SRF funds of about $1 million. So that's the decrease we see there.
From the state revolving fund?
Correct, okay. Yeah. So that's good news there. And then just an update on the WERDA funding. I saw an article yesterday that the House is looking to rush the compromise to the floor this week, and then with the Senate looking at that in the next couple weeks. And so that's good news. What that really means is that it's just a positive step in a long process, but hopefully by the end of this month, there will be a decision on that funding. Our staff is meeting with representatives from the Army Corps of Engineers this week or next week, our grant staff, and that's the organization that kind of manages and coordinates that grant. So that's the Army Corps of Engineers. So I'll be able to provide an update after our staff meets with them.
Okay.
And then I just wanted to announce too, we've kind of been working and going back and forth with WESA, with the World Economic Support Agency, on providing some sort of support letter or document in support of them seeking funding.
As they have grants coming in the next week or two?
Yeah, so we're working on some sort of documentation, and it's with our legal team right now, so we will get that to them hopefully in the next...
In support of them?
In
which
support,
is
yes,
the,
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nevada by Design, the NGO.
Correct. And then I just wanted to give one last update. Ms. Oaks, last month you requested the budget information, which I emailed to the board just following the meeting. I just wanted to make sure that you received that. There was a comment from a member of the public about a rate increase, more specific to the Water Reclamation District, which I could not answer for them. But as far as the Big Bend Water District, any rate increases from the 2017 Citizens Advisory Committee that we had, and it's just based on CPI. So on January 1st, there will be, I think it's a 2.2% increase to the daily service charge. So it's really for the average bill, probably less than a dollar increase, but there is a 2.2%, and that's based on CPI of the urban wage earners and clerical workers increase. And again, that was approved in 2017 from that rates committee.
Okay.
So I just wanted to provide some clarification on that.
Okay.
And that's my report for this month.
Yep. Any questions? Thank
no
you.
No questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A report from Will Smith, Clark County, Water Reclamation.
Well, not Will Smith, but okay.
Good afternoon, Chairperson Haas and members of the board. My name is Michael Phillips, and I'm with Clark County Water Reclamation District, and I'm stepping in for Will Smith this month and here to present our report. In November, at our LWRC facility, we treated an average of 1.35 million gallons per day, producing clean water return to the Colorado River. That compares to 1.37 million gallons in November 2023. And that difference is the flow decreased by about 20,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. We had no sewer service complaints. We had no odor complaints, and we had no call before you dig tickets in November 2024. Additionally, we have provided our influent monthly flow comparison chart, which you can find in our packet. And then pertaining to our rates, per the Clark County Water Reclamation District service rules, the annual rates are established as follows. July 1st, 2025, they're $295.36. 26, they're $307.16. In 27, they're $319.44. And in 28, they're $333.84. And in beyond that, we have a annual increase based on CPI as well. Of 2.75%. On a financial update, our approved budget for LWRC in the fiscal year 24-25 is $2,312,871. And then another note on our Laughlin lift station rehab project, right. The district deems this project as necessary, and we're committed to completing it. Design is currently between 90 and 100% of completion, and we're anticipating that design will be completed in the first quarter of 2025. And we still have outstanding issues to work out related to the need to relocate a power line and request for an easement from a property owner. And I'm happy to take any questions that you might have.
No questions. I just know that they were looking, the property owner in question is looking for a timeline, budget, and stuff before they grant the easement in perpetuity, because just to grant the easement for a 20-year period of time or what have you is not what they were looking to do. So they were looking for the fact that the Water Reclamation District had procured the funds and a timeline. Okay. So hopefully once the design review is done, will you guys be putting it out to bid at that point?
Yes, and I'll make sure that we provide that information to the
because I think that's your holdback from the property, why you don't have the easement at this point. I think you just need, when you have more of that information to put to the property owner, I think it'll go fine. But they are looking for that information, and I've advised I've advised our regular water district about it several times. So okay. You may not be aware, but okay. Just so that you
thank
are.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we see a report from Kelly Lear with South County, South Clark County Coordinator of UNR.
Hello everybody, Kelly Lear, UNR Extension. We will resume the Tuesday afternoon garden class that Devin has provided for all ages at the library after the beginning of the year. We work in 6-week increments in our curriculum, so we try and back them up. So in the fall we have 2 back-to-back 6-week, and in the spring we do another 2 6-week back-to-backs. So beginning in February we'll start that. Devin had a really good turnout for that, so she's going to offer a junior master gardener program for that group. I believe it is the very first week in February. She's utilizing the expertise of our Laughlin Master Gardeners for that class as well, and just super popular with families in general. So homeschool kids mainly, but families. We have a lot of moms and dads that are interested in growing as well. And she has also been hosting outdoor Nevada hikes for any of the 4-H kids or Laughlin area kids and their families. And she hosted one at Christmas Tree Pass in September. And then we utilize the labyrinths back in October. And the next hike will be January 27th, which he's trying to coordinate as the teacher in-service dates, make it a nice long three-day weekend. And so she's trying to give the kids and their family something to do on those days. And then that one is the Wee Thump National Forest Trailhead. And then she's doing a Davis Dam hike on February 17th. So she's going to try and implement those a little more to get the kids outside. There are flyers in the back. We've also been working 4-H into the second grade curriculum at Bennett Elementary. And last time I was here, which was a couple months ago because October, November, so busy, she started off with curriculum called Steaming Through the Seasons, and it's earth and environmental science. But we got a grant through Green Our Planet, and so the kids now have hydroponic units. And so we go on Thursday mornings, and she is doing wonderful things with the entire second grade, and they're growing like crazy. Everything is paid for. It was beautiful. It was delivered to the school. And so with a partnership with the school, we're going to be doing that throughout the rest of 2025 school year. We are also working with the elementary school teachers to provide an after-school Lego robotics club once a week in the spring. We will also try and build on those principles in the summer with the library. We work with Tanya and Barry at the library, and they're just ecstatic that these kids are excited. They want something to do in the summer, so we're going to bring it to them. Thursday 4-H programming at the Boys and Girls Club ends this week for the year, and we introduced some Lego robotic components to them as well, and it was titled Things That Go, and they've enjoyed everything from engineering principles to gears to propulsion concepts. And they don't even know they're getting them. It's just building things and having fun. And in the spring, the kids at this facility will also benefit from hydroponics. They had two towers donated in the past from somebody, and they don't operate. And so Devin and I, along with the horticulture department at UNR, have been rehabbing them. And the kids are excited to get those going. So we're going to get those going for the first 6 weeks. And because they love food, we discovered, we are going to do the last set of curriculum with creating. And so it's going to involve the herbs and the vegetables that they grow from these hydroponic towers. And we're going to do fast 5-ingredient foods and crockpot cooking. And they're kind of excited about that. Believe it or not, the boys are usually told to stay out of the kitchen. So when they get to cook and cut and create, they get excited. Also new, in collaboration with the Alzheimer's Association and UNR Extension's Healthy Aging and Living Departments, we're offering a 6-week workshop at the Laughlin Senior Center. And it involves hands-on activities to promote brain and sleep health, creatively aging in place, the use of healthy and happy herbs, warning signs of dementia, help for caregivers, aspirations, and creating bucket lists. Dietary needs, all these things will be addressed. The class begins on January 23rd, another 6-week curriculum, and goes through February 27th, and we are going to offer it from noon to 1 on Thursday afternoons. And a special thanks to Bronson, who works for Elon, and he found us a time slot that we think we can get in there and get some interested parties. That's their field trip day, and so the people that don't go on the field trip will actually have something else that it's free that they can participate in. And our hope is to find an audience and a group that would like a permanent club or class time and offer activities and guest speakers weekly. So we started something similar in Searchlight. Last month, we brought a guest speaker that presented on computer literacy during the holidays. I don't know if you've gotten any crazy emails, but they're going around. And so the internet safety prior to holiday shopping was real big. And so we'd like to bring in somebody also to Laughlin and utilize cell phone safety as well and see if we can't get an interested bunch of people from the senior center there. Flyers for the senior class starting in January are in the back. We haven't seen you for a while, but we participated in National Public Lands Day, National Night Out, Trunk or Treat, this fall, and then the university had Dr. M.L. Robinson host the workshop on arachnids, and that was back in October. And we look forward to hosting a Master Gardener table at the Connie Davis 5K coming up. I've secured a table for that. and we are going to participate at the Laughlin Library Resource Fair in January. So any other community events that you all see the Master Gardeners or UNR Extension fitting into and helping out with, please let us know. We've purchased a lot of irrigation needs that the community garden needed. I was just down there today. You'll see by my white vans that are no longer white. I was down playing in the garden. And we're planning to implement some new irrigation and get some donated trees planted down there and build 3 new raised beds. There's a lot of people interested in growing. And so we're hoping for a work day that will include Rotary and Interact after the first of the year and get these done. And anybody who wants community service or wants to help out with the garden, they can contact me directly. February is our next big planting season. And so to entice you and anybody that's here today, I left some packets of seeds in the back so you can get your inner farmer on and try to get some stuff growing in the house, and then you can probably replant it. But yes, things grow here. And our Master Gardeners host an Ask a Master Gardener series, and it's always the fourth Wednesday of the month at the library. But because of the holidays, they will be there this coming Wednesday, which is actually the third Wednesday of the month, at 10:30. And this group can assist anybody with questions about trees, plants, bushes. Rose bushes have been a big concern and question because of some bugs that people are experiencing. But things grow here in the desert Southwest, and these people have been educated and certified, and they can answer questions. So they typically run from 3 to 5 people that are there, so they can give people some independent help and actually go look in your garden, go look in your backyard, and that's what they do. So any questions for us? That was a lot of information. I haven't seen you for 2 months.
Any questions? No questions?
All right, happy holidays.
Thank you. Okay, Carrie Larson with the Laughlin Chamber could not be with us today. Any information you can find in the back of the room, along with Jackie Wallen, who also is not here today. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county and community meetings.
I just have one quick thing, Chair. So I forgot to mention Silver Rider on Christmas Day will be offering free rides on both routes 777 and 888. And that'll be starting at 12:01 a.m. on Christmas Day, and that'll end at 11:59 p.m. on Christmas night. And then for New Year's Eve and Day, it'll begin at 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday, December 31st, and will last until Wednesday night, which is great, which is January 1st at 11:59 p.m. So please utilize that if you're looking to go out and do some fun things. They'll be out there providing services for our whole community, so we thank them.
You don't have to drink and drive.
That's right. Yep.
Great service. Okay, number 10, announcement. Laughlin Town Advisory Board is accepting nominations for the 2025 Laughlin Citizen of the Year. Nominations will close on December 27th, 2024. Nomination forms are available at the Laughlin Library, Community Resource Center, Spirit Mountain Activity Center, and the Laughlin Administration Office, or on the Clark County website at clarkcountynv.gov/LaughlinTAB. Nomination forms must be turned in to the Laughlin Administrator Office, Laughlin Regional Government Center, 101 Civic Way, Laughlin, Nevada, 89029, by December 27th, 2024, at 5 p.m. Only nominations utilizing the nomination form will be accepted. The Laughlin Citizen of the Year Award is given annually in honor of the late Jim Edwards, and is intended to recognize and thank the outstanding citizens of Laughlin who has given his or her private time and effort to help local government make Laughlin a better place to live. It is expected that the 2025 Citizen of the Year recipient will be announced and honored at the Tuesday, February 11th, 2025 meeting of the Laughlin Town Advisory Board at 1:30 p.m. If you know anyone you'd like to nominate, make sure you go to one of those locations and get that into the office as soon as possible. We have no planning and zoning to discuss today. General business, nominate and appoint 5 members of the Citizen of the Year Review Committee. Do we have any?
I do, but I do. I mean, do you want us just to write them down and give you their contact information? Oh, sure, sure.
Okay,
yeah, no problem. I think typically they get one from each town board member.
Correct, yep, yep. So yeah, please just email that to Tammy and we can move forward with that.
You bet.
Okay, great, you can do that. Okay, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of your presentation, this will be done so by the chairperson or the majority vote. Do we have any comments? Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and happy holiday season as we're approaching and coming out of. Just wanted to give our monthly report with the World Economic Support Agency. We have a couple announcements to make with the Water District. As Jason was saying, we have been making headway in the relationship process building for the private partnership agreement. Right now, all we needed to go for our grant applications is the supporting documents from them, basically showing a letter of support and intent to work with us to move forward on our grant application. So that way the logistics and kind of the legalities of the grant process and how this is going to work for the land and all that all has to be kind of tied in sync with that relationship. So very happy to say they've been extremely helpful in working with us throughout this entire process. They've gotten us a lot of the documentation we need thus far, and we'll be submitting, if not this week, but next week for a couple of grants. And that does not mean we're not going to continue to look for every other option still. So we're still looking at all financial planning options right now, but we have selected a couple grants that we're going for next week. And once we do that, we'll announce, you know, the grants and what we went after and timelines. On behalf of timelines, I know that the question was, when are we kind of expecting that? Obviously with grants, it's a little bit difficult to read that. So what we are looking for right now is our milestone and goals that we've set, and we're hoping to receive funding by quarter two. At least within quarter two, have funding in hand so we can have the ability to go for the public bid on the
first tank.
The first tank, yep, correct. And then we're working on the preparatory clauses for tank number two and see how that can work. There's a couple things that need to be addressed in the community, so we're really trying to make sure how we plan out the actual tank construction and the funds that we're going for with these grants. Obviously, there's a lot of talk with the Water Reclamation District. We've been avidly working with them to try to get a very clear, concise report on what the system capacity is looking like, the Area 2 lift station, force mains, and so forth. So we're working on that right now. I'm also happy to say that we have entered into a private partnership agreement with the airport, and we are working on getting them qualified for commercial status. So they are, I know that the director, James, was here a couple, I think 2 months ago. What he was mentioning is the need for them to be a commercial service airport. So right now they stand under GA for general aviation, and that is not gonna help them go for their expansion project. So there's a couple meetings coming up that we're working on trying to, you know, provide support on and letters of support. And one of the things that I would say that we would probably want to start talking about is letters of support towards the commercial status for them to get out of the general aviation and go to commercial. That's going to be their biggest advantageous aspect for going for a larger grant to get their expansion project. Now, there's a lot of other things that go into that whole project as well that we're working on, but that's just a couple of the things that I wanted to mention. And that should be it. If there's any questions for me. Right on time.
Madam Chair, just from the standpoint, you know, when we did the motion, we approved in support of them. And so because these grants come down and they can be kind of short on time, and because this is a holiday, I believe we said we would do letters of support. So if you can get that template, I think, to Tammy.
We're working on that
with the holidays. If your deadline is like December 31st, it would have to come in quickly. And I don't know if Mark would sign it or if they need the members of the board to sign it or what, but
I can get you that letter of support template by close of business this week, maybe even within the next day or two. Okay. I'll do that. I'll work on that and I'll get that to you, Tammy. Is that who? All right, perfect.
Yeah, I would think so. And I'm not sure what the holiday schedule is going to be for the office, basically.
No problem. I can look and see through the application process if we can always add it in right after the submission anyways, just to add, you know, attachments to the
But I know between us and the chamber, with everyone going on leave for the holidays, as soon as you
can get
that to us.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, it is.
It's difficult time.
It's business, basically. For me, if I don't get it done by October, it stops. I don't even try. So.
No problem. All right. Any other questions?
Nope.
All right. Thank you all so much.
Thank you. No other questions? I just want to thank everyone for supporting us and being able to work with our team that we have here for the last term. Thank you very much. It's truly an honor to be able to support our town, our community, and work with everyone here.
Yes.
I hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a happy holiday. Thank you very much.
Be safe.
Thank you.
Okay, with not having any other questions, our next meeting will be January 14th, 2025. I'd like to have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
And I'll second.
Motion to adjourn a second. Aye. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned for our final meeting of 2024.
Last one.